Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Amir Tyree, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today on Nikola Jokic and Jason Tatum. Do each have over 29.5 points boosted to plus 375 at Caesars? What do you guys think of this boost?
First of all, this is going to be just a great game. The champs from a couple years ago going up against the champs from last year. Jokic has dominated the Celtics in previous seasons. And right now, I mean, he's just dominating in general. 40-point performances back-to-back in his last two games. But against the Celtics, they haven't played yet this season. But last year, 32, 34 points. He's averaging 31.5 against them. He's been phenomenal. It's Jason Tatum that's a little bit quieter against the Nuggets in previous years. 15 points and 22 points last year. Tatum has also been just a little quieter in general lately because he doesn't have to necessarily do as much scoring, being the Celtics are so stacked top to bottom. So Tatum's numbers have been a little bit more in the lower mid-20s. But hey, a big-time performance tonight against in a huge matchup. Big-time players, you know, they step up in these moments. So especially when we're getting a little bit of a boost here at plus 375. Amir, we always just say, you know, a little coffee money to make it fun and interesting throughout the game.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm with you as far as your sentiments on Jokic and Tatum and which one is more of a concern. But also at the same time, on the Nugget side, you look at, I think a big thing is Aaron Gordon is such a big deterrent defensively. So having him not around for that Jason Tatum matchup can give them a little bit more of an edge because he's such a utility guy as far as guarding and switching all positions. So maybe that gives him a slight boost, even though he has been not necessarily – it's not bad offensively. It's just more so he hasn't been at his peak as of late. But I think that will help him out definitely in this matchup.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost, plus 375 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now. And head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on the NBA each day and things from the BetQL network and throughout the rest of the NFL games that are to be played during the big game playoffs and the big game itself. And everything you need to bet before you bet on anything, go to odyssey.com/BetQL. And of course, follow us on Twitter at Kate Constable, at It's a Miracle, and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. I am going to stick with this game and I'm taking the Celtics to cover. I finally won an NBA bet last night. It was the Pacers. Woo! Thank you. I was so excited. Pacers -10.5 did hit. So go, sirs. So I'm going to follow that up with the Celtics -5.5. Against the Nuggets. The Celtics have covered in 3 of their last 4 games and in 4 of their last 6 games and 2 of their last 3 on the road and 3 of their last 5 on the road, while the Nuggets have failed to cover in their last, or they did in their last home game, also in 2 of their last 4 games. So I like the Celtics here to cover this spread -5.5.
I love it, Lucy. Hey, you just need one and then things keep rolling. That's what players are. You just need to see one shot go through the hoop. And then you're back on track. So love that for you. I'm going to go to Dallas where the Lakers will be playing tonight. And I'm going to take LA -6.5. I mean, the Lakers are so up and down. So this feels like a little bit of a big number, but not when you consider who's playing for Dallas. And with both Kyrie and Luka out, the Mavericks have lost both games by double digits. They're really struggling to find offense. And they played last night in Memphis. So a back-to-back with travel, missing their 2 best players. The Lakers have a little bit of a rest advantage here. And they're coming off of a narrow loss to Houston the other night. So they're going to want to bounce back. I think we get the Lakers a big performance tonight in Dallas. I'll take LA -6.5.
Yeah, I'm actually very surprised that that's 6.5 with neither one of them. I haven't been – it's weird because both of you guys have NBA and I have no NBA today. I'm switching over to college basketball today. I like Tennessee to beat Florida plus 135 where I saw it at BetMGM. And coming onto this weekend, both these teams are undefeated. Tennessee now 14-0, Florida 13-1. Florida just had a loss against Kentucky. And now these two teams not necessarily, well, Tennessee's a good offensive team, but Florida, their main strength is going to be their offense, Tennessee's being their defense. But yeah, I think Tennessee's defense definitely carries them in this matchup. Florida scores about 10 points per game, and Tennessee gives up 10 fewer points per game. But I think Tennessee's second best scoring defense in the country, giving up just 55 points per game, will carry them. And then, you know, we've seen that Florida's a little bit vulnerable, especially playing against those top teams. So Tennessee to stay undefeated on the year. Maybe you just like the spread, the 2.5 point favorites, Florida. But I like money line. I want to go ahead and double my money personally against two of the best teams in college basketball.
Very nice. Get in on all of our bets and the odds boost plus 375 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boosts wherever you get your podcasts.